would you do that? Why would you hurt your neighbor? Why is it so tough? I know why. I've been there. I know how it is. Thank God I never had to resort to that kind of violence. I only had to free myself from it. I freed myself from it. But yet I still have not freed myself from it because it still lingers. It lingers in people I know. It lingers in their relationship to violence and their addiction to violence and unwillingness to give it up. And you stand by and you watch your friends and family and you watch them split up and rise. And you see them glow and grow and be beautiful and amazing. That makes your heart light up. But when you see them stagger and stumble and hurt themselves, it tears you up. And you can't fix it. There's nothing you can do to fix it. Each person has to reach inside themselves and find that light and open that heart door. When you open that heart door and the light shines in and the love blossoms in your heart and it brings you to your knees because you love so much. That's why you hurt so much. Because the love is so strong in your heart that you can't stand it. You keep numbing. You keep going for violence. You keep running. You keep hiding. You keep hiding in your computer. You hide
at your job.
You hide behind your meditation. You hide behind your mother's skirts. You hide in plain sight. Every day you hide. And then one day the violence. Then one day the violence erupts. The hiding has been too long. You either melt down or you blow up. And you know what? It's the strong people who melt down and fall apart and feel the pain. It's the weak that pick up their guns and go out and strike out at the lame. Strike out at children. Strike out at passersby who have their head in the clouds and wonder why. It's ridiculous, this day that you decided to explode and washed the future in blood. This day that you came to unload is the weakest man's cry. Why would you do that? Why would you hurt your neighbor? Why is it so tough? I know why. I've been there. I know how it is. Thank God I never had to resort to that kind of violence. I only had to free myself from it. I freed myself from it, but yet I still have not freed myself from it because it still lingers. It lingers in people I know. It lingers in their relationship to violence and their addiction to violence and unwillingness to give it up. And you stand by and you watch your friends and family and you watch them split up and rise. And you see them glow and grow and be beautiful and amazing. That makes your heart light up. But when you see them stagger and stumble and hurt themselves, it tears you up. And you can't fix it. There's nothing you can do to fix it. Each person has to reach inside themselves and find that light and open that heart door. When you open that heart door and the light shines in and the love blossoms in your heart and it brings you to your knees because you love so much. That's why you hurt so much. Because the love is so strong in your heart that you can't stand it. You keep numbing. You keep going for violence. You keep running. You keep hiding. You keep hiding in your computer. You hide
at your job.
You hide behind your meditation. You hide behind your mother's skirts. You hide in plain sight. Every day you hide. And then one day the violence. Then one day the violence erupts. The hiding has been too long. You either melt down or you blow up. And you know what? It's the strong people who melt down and fall apart and feel the pain. It's the weak that pick up their guns and go out and strike out at the lame. Strike out at children, strike out at passersby who have their head in the clouds and wonder why. It's ridiculous, this day that you decided to explode and washed the future in blood. This day that you came to unload is the weakest man's cry. Let's take our time now to sit back and free ourselves from this sadness. Yet free ourselves is maybe not the best description. We are one with this violence. We're born of violence and pain. And maybe even conceived in violence and pain. But despite that, we bring love to the world. And there are so many beautiful people. We have to hold our focus and envision people coming together. And being united and lifting each other up. Because together we can solve any problem. We're powerful and beautiful and amazing. And each one of us is valuable. If we seek to be valuable. If we seek to avoid our responsibilities, we seek laziness. If you're not sure what to do, do what's in front of you. Do whatever needs doing. If someone needs help, help them. Hold a door. Carry a bag of groceries. Help somebody put stuff in their car. If you see somebody struggling, take a moment and see yourself lending a hand. See yourself being a well-rounded, beautiful person that looks outside of themselves. Remember to be thankful for what you have. Remember to breathe in the breath of a new day. Because it's one more chance and one more time to bring some love into your little corner of the world. Inhale. exhale. Just completely relax. Just allow yourself to be in the moment. Noticing and allowing all of your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. Just allowing them to pass through, a little breath, moving in and out, washing away any stress. Feel that breath, inhaling, exhaling. Relax. Let your body just feel heavy and melt into the surface that you're connected to. Feel the oneness of all your molecules. You're just little bitty molecules floating in space, connecting with all the stars in the vast universe, expanding, understanding, feeling how that one touch, that one drop of water can be felt around the world and through the universe. Feel expansive. Anything is possible. You're alive and here today. You have a chance to change each moment, each breath, each blink of an eye. You can choose a new direction, a positive direction, a healthy direction. Whatever it is that you need to move towards, see yourself how you want the world to be. Envision friendliness, compassion, helpfulness. Envision that person that steps in and says, "No, you're not going to be mean. Let's find a better way to solve your problem. Let's address your pain. Let us be activists of love and compassion and answer seekers. This is our calling. This is our need in this world for all of us to be that. Feel whole and one. Inhaling and exhaling. Feel the light filling up your body. You are the light and love. You are bountiful and blissful and beautiful. Inhaling. Envision the light shooting out from your fingertips, healing light, and everywhere that you grace a touch, a smile, healing light pours forth, comforting, guiding, and loving. Anymore. It's safe to be you And there are love warriors to support each and every one of us. Look around, reach out, and ask for what you need because it's there. You can manifest it. You are manifesting it right now. Inhaling and exhaling. Slowly, slowly. Resting. You are amazing. You are the light and love. Slowly begin to bring yourself back. This is just a little short rest today. Slowly bring yourself back, wiggling your fingers and toes, feeling refreshed. Begin to rotate your wrists and ankles, bringing the energy back into the body. Inhaling and exhaling. Raise your arms up over your head. Shake out your energy. Start shaking your whole body. Give it a good shake. Get that energy going again. And slowly begin to open your eyes. And find yourself centered in space. Wonderful, wonderful day. Set now.